Most of us wait until we feel ready, but the truth is readiness never comes. Courage isn't about waiting, it's about starting scared. And today we're talking about the awareness in the first step to do courage. And that's what the whole podcast is about. I'm very excited, guys. I had to use my podcast voice for the first couple of seconds. Chief, don't get scared. I can see he's scared already. Neto, can you see?
Nah, he's alive. Thanks, guys. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated. Today's going to be a banger, my man. We're not alone today. We're with Katlego. Very, very exciting episode.
Yeah.
Katlego is someone who inspires me. Every time I see him post, I'm like, damn, I need to work harder.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to get my
16 shots for one broom sweep, my man. like you are obviously on fire, but we have a curated topic that I really wanted you to be part of. And today, obviously, we in our year of breakthrough in the podcast, right? So for everyone that's new, that's listening, Thato and I have decided to do a year theme, which is the year of breakthrough. But we've divided into quarters, and this quarter is actually awareness, right? And we're dividing the categories, or rather the different podcast topics, into different things that have to do with awareness, right? And I wanted to do today, do it with courage, or finding your courage to do, nah? Hey, whew.
Oh, it's wrong.
Okay, good. So the podcast is basically designed to
you're
just talk.
You're okay, but relax. Yeah, that wasn't long.
Really, was it?
Yeah, no,
okay, good. So today is basically we're going to be talking about like overcoming fear, you know, deciding to take a chance on yourself. What is the awareness to finally have the courage to do something that you've never done before? Why does courage die early? And of course, like, why don't people trust themselves as time goes and etc. and courage decreases? But of course, we are not alone.
So the reason why we invited Katlego, what do people call you, Kat? Ne?
Katlego is fine.
Katlego is dope. Because he's actually a courageous person. So he took a risk of content, and it's bearing its king. The fruits of his labor are fruity. Which is great. So he's someone that took a risk with content, and he's been doing great. I feel like when he entered content creation, he entered a niche that not many guys were doing, right? It was very rare to see guys do what he was doing. If you don't know him, he's basically in the lifestyle space. Yeah. I'd say wellness. Takes care of himself, takes care of his environment. And now, obviously, you know, when you do wellness, it becomes softness. Because life becomes soft.
Yeah, because it starts well and then it goes soft.
It becomes soft. Yeah. So now we get to see how he takes care of himself, his body, mind, and soul. A lot of, like, I'd say, cleaning content, wellness content. Maybe you can describe it a bit better.
So, like, I do a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Fashion, lifestyle, anything you
fashion.
Can think of.
Fashion. How am I skipping fashion?
That's
bro?
A big one, bro.
Yeah, you're huge
I do
fashion.
A bit of everything, man. Like, everything you can think of, like, I do.
Yeah, which is great. So we're going to speak about taking courage. And I think the purpose of this episode is to show you guys the moments in our lives where we had fear.
Yeah.
And maybe also like derive where fear stems from.
Yeah.
And then allow for you guys to take that step to do that thing that you've been speaking about. I always believe in like the power of the Holy Spirit, or the power of like my mind. And I feel like I always hear things like, do this thing, try this thing. And a lot of times I ignore it.
Yeah.
So today I want to unpack with you guys, with Lebo and Kat, like how we're going to actually, you know, stop ignoring that voice and take that leap of faith. And the first step is obviously being aware of that voice.
Yeah, but before we go into the podcast, me and Tata have a tradition of asking the favorite question, which is, how are you? Sorry.
So obviously we've got a guest today. So how are you? It's basically, how are you doing like mentally? How are you feeling physically? How's the business side? I think you can go first.
What season you in?
I don't know how I'm feeling.
First
of all, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
Actually, the first time I met Thato, I was still working at Peak and Pay. I actually ran to him and like greeted him and asked for a follow. From there, things have never been the same. I just kept on working because I was inspired by this guy, man. This guy works hard.
Yeah,
and you've been in the game for like the longest
time. 2017, yeah.
So it's almost 10 years now.
Yeah,
and you're still at it, and you're getting better and better. So
thank you so
like
much,
you are the type of person I'm looking at in terms of longevity.
Yeah.
Understand? So like, but how am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure, bro, but I can't complain. You know, I'm grateful for all the blessings, grateful to be here as well. Because the first time, remember, I was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Now I'm actually in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for the invite, man. But like, I'm okay.
Yeah, shout out, bro. We're happy to have you here, bro. I feel like it's such a nice, like,
full circle
moment from the first woman we met to then you like grinding and then like surpassing all of us in your career.
Bro, you're hard for it.
You can't come here with the humbleness.
You're hard for it.
I appreciate it, James.
And it's really nice to see young men that are cool brews like succeed, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we're saying like your heart's on, because it's like, bro, we need more young people to take that risk.
Especially for me, like, I just want to also just like, you know, pump your balloon a little bit, like especially for me, because like it is so rare to see male content creators like that aren't in the gossip space, that aren't in the, you know, you're pushing positivity, looking good, you're pushing wellness. And that's why I was just like, this guy is perfect for this. Actually, want to talk about why I was pushing Tato to invite you, because I was like, yo, dude, we need him. Obviously, he wanted to invite you for, like, I think episode, like, last year, no? But we didn't get you because, I don't know, schedules are clashing. But there's a video you posted, right? And I was telling you this before we started recording, where you showed the transition of your life. Like, you're basically showing yourself at Pick and Pay, then you moved, and then you moved again. Then you keep moving, and like this.
And you moved to the north side.
And you moved to the north, man. I love guy, you know what I mean? And all of this wellness. But anyways, we'll get more into that. But that's literally why I was like, yo, I'm so grateful that you're here today. Because obviously that takes a lot of courage.
It does.
But yeah, but Tata, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. So I was like, like I was speaking about this off cam, like December, we both worked throughout. Like we launched some really amazing new products. We started teaching people how to create content, and it's been doing really well. We're seeing that when we teach people how to make content, they apply, they succeed.
Yeah.
Getting so many testimonies, and that was our focus in December. Then first week of Jan, we pushed it even more. And then my friends were like, yo, let's go to the MSC.
Yeah.
Let's go on a cruise to Mozambique. Then I was like, yo, I don't know if I want to do it. Like, I want to postpone it to like March, April.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend was like, no, dude, like, you guys should go. Like, let's relax. You're always working. Then I relaxed for 7 days. Bro, it was so, mind you, in this December, Jan period, I'm doing like 15K steps a day, going to the gym twice a week, eating clean, reading, no sugary drinks, like educational podcasts.
Yeah.
Then I party for 7-8 nights straight, like drinking from 11 a.m. to like unlimited food, to being on a boat, to dancing. And it took me, like, we came back on Saturday, it took me Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It took me these 3 days to recover. This is me going to work for like 5 hours, going home and sleeping to finally feel like I'm alive again. And I feel like if I didn't push myself towards going back to being sober, and going back to walking and then going back to the gym, I was going to fall into the trap of like the lifestyle of like, okay, let's keep drinking again.
Let's keep
going. Let's keep eating whatever. Because obviously I'm on this like weight loss journey, right? And I want to be loud about it because I'm gonna get it done. And it's like, I almost fell into the trap of like, yo, I'm back to what I was doing. So how I'm doing is that like, yeah, bro, I'm just in recovery mode. And it sucks because I was sprinting 2 weeks ago, you know? So now it's okay, cool, recovery mode. Let's get back. I'm understaffed. Mbali's on leave. Ruby was on leave. She came back yesterday.
Yeah.
Soso's on leave today. So it's like, okay, cool. How do we, you know, keep going, keep fighting? But end of the day, I'm good.
I'm still okay. check if you're alive. Sometimes I check if I'm still alive. How am I doing? Yo, what a season of like growth, eh? Like, I think that obviously, life comes at us in different waves, you know. Sometimes you're in a season of like, yo, everything's fire, everything's good. Sometimes you're in a season of like challenging, etc. I definitely think I'm in a season of learning, like just learning and trying to see what my direction is for the year. Obviously, you go into the year planning, you know, November, December, you're there like, yo, next year I want to do this, that.
Yeah.
And now it really is just about like execution, and learning how to execute that. But I'm okay. Yo, I've been skipping gym, Jens. Yo.
And you were on in December.
I was on. I saw
your TikTok comments.
Yeah, bro.
He was level.
Level. Johnny Bravo. I'm talking about Johnny Bravo. Based on level I'm paid, my man. I saw Johnny Bravo a couple of times. But I've been ghosting gym and just like sitting at home, which has been horrible. It's only 1 week. I've only been gone for a week, but still, like, a week is
not bad.
It's a setback.
Hey, but a week is a setback.
Have you seen you in the gym? Have you seen you in the gym?
I saw you hitting there. How do you eat?
Yeah, man. No, we're fighting, man. fine.
I must come join you guys for a session, bro.
Yeah, you should.
Because I stay, like, I think you and I stay 10 minutes away from each other, or like eight.
Yeah. I always pass by your place every time.
Every time you go.
Yeah, we still date by the same place now.
Yeah, same place. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but gentlemen, let's finally tap into the topic, right? I've got a question first for you, breaking the ice immediately. What is your relationship with confidence and courage these past couple of years?
My relationship with confidence and courage?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to say this. But with me, I'm a person who's like, I think of something and I'm going to do it regardless. And even if it doesn't work out, it's a matter of I thought about something and I did it.
Yeah.
So it works or it doesn't work. But the fact that I said I'm going to do it and I do it is enough. Yeah, the result gets, I will not be.
Yeah.
Yo, that's it. That's it.
That's powerful, yeah.
That's a very powerful answer.
He's like, I get shit done.
I do, man.
Even moving out of home
was
a big risk. Yo, bro. Like, even when I left my job.
What were people saying? Like, what were people saying in life?
No, obviously, when I left, like, I was having troubles with my manager.
Yeah.
I was starting to hate my job. But I kept on going until this one day. I got my first two paying brand deals in 2024 on the 15th of Jan. That was my birthday.
Yeah.
I still remember the two brands, but I'm not going to mention it. Free promo.
Yeah, free promo.
So when those brands came through, I saw the money. You know, it was good money.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this is more than what I make. Kaubereka every day. What would happen if I put my full attention into this?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I don't know. And then I sat down. I was like, I'm good for the next 4 months. And I'm like, whatever happens after that, I'm leaving here. I just walked out of my workplace. My colleagues, where are you going? Sitting at home is not nice. No, dude, don't go. I'm like, guys, there's no way I'm going back. I am doing this. Get home, tell my moms, I just left my job.
Yeah.
My mom's like, yo, you're young. You don't have that many responsibilities. You don't have a kid. Yeah. Go and do whatever. Go make your own mistakes. I'm not going
to
stop you.
Yo, shout out
do
to
whatever
moms
you want to do.
Out to moms as well.
I went hard. My mom approved.
Yeah.
Went. Never looked back ever since. Bro.
Yeah.
Never looked
back. In fact, there's so much power in like putting your foot on the gas. I remember I was with Ghost, like, I think it was 3 years ago.
It's like,
we're doing a trip to you weren't there, a trip to Cape Town.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
And then I was with Khunse, Ghost, Zile, a bunch of people. And then Ghost was like, yo, guys, after this trip, like, nobody put your foot off the gas. Mind you, we're all on the same level as Ghost at the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like he actually believed in that and he put his foot on the accelerator and he pushed.
Yeah.
I think we see the same thing with you. Like, once you put your foot on the gas, once you say, I'm done with my job, you haven't like been slow. You've been posting. We've seen amazing collaborations with, was it GWM?
No, it was Omoda.
Omoda. Yeah, Omoda is such a sexy car, bro.
So beautiful.
Looked at the Omoda.
He made it sexy. Yeah. You just made it sexy. Yeah.
that's what I was hearing.
With style. He opens the boot like this. You know, as we open with the whole land.
Yeah.
No, that was a beautiful car.
But it's a testimony. And like, what I like about like courage and stuff is like the energy that comes with it. You feel me? Like, you know, you said that you saw results, you saw something, you wanted to action it out, and you were like, let's do it. On that topic of, like, keeping your foot on the gas, like, how do you stay motivated to say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to still push out these content pieces. I'm still going to do, like, even after, you know, the gratification of winning. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, like, I believe I start to finish. Whatever I start, I must finish.
Yeah.
And right now, I chose this life and I have to make it work. Yeah. I quit my 9-to-5 to do content. So content must work and I'm going to work regardless of what happens.
Yeah.
Low views, high views, I'm going to keep on working through it all. And it's a job now. I need it to survive. So I might as well go crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
I have a question for both of you. When was the time that you had to be, you know, courageous? You had to act of courage, but you were still scared, you know? You were scared that maybe this thing might not work out, that you were scared that, like, you know what, why did they pick me? But you still go into it, you know? Maybe you can give an example if you have any on the top of your head.
I think for the longest time, like, it was my campaigns, right? Yeah. I was in, like, doubt, like, okay, cool, I'm being paid. How much to do what? Like, am I actually generating sales for this person? Am I actually worth that amount of money?
True.
So, like, I had a lot of self-doubt when someone would say, okay, cool, here's 45K. Scave two reels, and I'm like, okay, what, 45K two reels? And this is like in the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool, how am I gonna, okay, let me do it. But I'm like, what, I can get 45 for two reels?
Yeah.
And then you start thinking, okay, cool, like, am I worth that amount? Then now someone comes and says, yo, Scave rate card, like, okay, cool, should I say
45 for two reels?
Or do I make it like 10? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was a season where I was like, I had a lot of doubts, and I didn't have the courage to believe that I was worth that amount of money.
Yeah.
And it made me go through like a deep dive of saying, okay, cool. If I had to promote iPhone today,
yeah,
And I say iPhone is amazing. One, I'm giving them awareness. Yeah. So now people know what iPhone is. I might not get a sale at the same time. So now people know iPhone. Now next time Ruby's at like the mall and she's iPhone, she's like, oh, Tato spoke about iPhone. Yeah. So I learned the power of that. And then I realized, okay, cool, iPhone costs 20K. I'm sure it cost them 5K to make.
Yeah.
So if I sell 3 of these things, how much have I made them? Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. I know I'm not selling 3. So I had to do a deep dive to understand my value like that.
Yeah.
And then I then was like, okay, cool. I'm aware of how much I charge. And if I say I charge 100,000, I charge 100,000.
Because I can sell 100,000 worth of knickknacks.
I still struggle with that. Yeah. But like, he's covered it all. I have nothing to say. Exactly the way we are. What am I worth my rate? Like, am I going to generate sales?
Yeah.
Like, what is it about the numbers or whatever? But sometimes, valid, that doubt.
Yeah. Because
you see the people you're with on the campaign, like, yo. Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Same campaign with this person.
Yeah, yeah. So real.
I understand. Because so in the beginning, I did get campaigns that came to me and then like ditched me. Yeah. And back then, I was charging 5,000. This guy charged, I know. Yeah. Next time, pick and pay. I was getting paid less than that. Yeah. So 5K for me was like...
Yeah, but you're pushing. For like that's a video,
like
start, one, bro.
Like an hour shoot. Yeah.
That's quick.
5K in it's the like, bank. Let's do like, it,
yeah.
So like, yeah, man, it's like that.
Yeah. I think, I think for me, when I think about a time when I did something scared, it's also like this content creation journey. Like, guys, you have to understand, like, you get a brand deal, maybe you say to yourself, yeah, maybe 3 months, I can last 3 months here. After 3 months, you need to start saying, Jesus! Jesus, cover me in fire, I need a brand deal. And you still, you know, have to have the courage to post every day.
Mm.
While in that, I don't know when's my next gig gonna come or my next brand, etc., right? And I love those, I hate to say I love those seasons, but those seasons, like, I see myself having the most courage when my back's against the wall. Like, I always have, like, a huge, more of a swing.
Yeah.
What do you think in your guys' lives takes away from your courage?
Yeah.
What are the things that, like, are that drain away from your courage in your life?
Sure, such a good question.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Women expectations of me. Women expectation. Baby, I love you back home. I love you.
I know you want to the camera.
Baby, I love you. I know that you want the world. I know we want the best. Then me and my girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a saying in our relationship to be the best versions of ourselves, right? So we say to ourselves, we want for best and for better. We don't say for best and for worse.
For better or for worse, yeah.
We say for best and for better, right? As in always try be better or try be better. You feel me?
Yeah.
Don't be worse, my man. Yeah. If you are worse, we'll figure it out. But yeah, woman expectations is definitely one that takes away my character.
Good example.
Yeah.
Like, can I also add on to that?
Yeah,
to say self-doubt.
Yeah, self-doubt.
People always come to me and ask me, bro, how does it feel to be Katlego? I'm like, I really don't feel like Katlego. The same way you see me is the same way I see myself.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the guy you see in the videos.
Yeah.
The same way, Mpona, like, this guy is moving. That's how I see. I'm like, Kat is moving. Okay, Kat is doing really good.
Dope. So you view yourself like externally.
Yeah, externally.
So it's like you are yourself, just a normal brew.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see the phone, you view Katlego as like
an entity. Like, wow, okay. That's
the first time I hear that.
That's
the first time I hear that too, bro. So your mind is very powerful, Chief. You've got all the mental barriers, like.
So yeah, I'd say it kind of takes away.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't see myself as that guy, but it helps me to keep on pushing. Because if I was just like, I'm just a cool guy, you know, I was going to probably fall off quick and be like, no, since they know me, why must I push harder?
Yeah.
So I don't feel like that guy. Hence, I keep on pushing to be the best version of myself.
Yeah, it sounds like you're feeding the cat before cat became cat.
True.
Yeah. Right? And I feel like that's such a powerful thing to do. Like, if everyone, even in business, even as like with the romantic partner, like, the person you were before you obtained the thing, that work ethic, that level of love, that level of dedication, that needs to be applied consistently throughout.
Because
if you can keep that like that same drive, there's no way you're going to fall off or you won't succeed in anything that you do, you know?
Yeah. Like,
it's you versus you, bro.
It's you versus you.
It's you versus you for real.
In the beginning, I don't believe in falling off, bro.
Yeah. On the
you just stopped working.
I really like the language we use, right? So... Mm-hmm. Right now, like this week, I've been really focused on language, like how I speak and etc. And when we speak, and it's just for the viewers back at home, when we speak the way like Kat is doing, you know, you're manifesting the best version of life. You're basically saying to yourself that you are capable, you are able to overcome this. I've got a couple of intense questions for you guys, right? So it's just like a courage you said, what is the fear that you guys are currently facing right now?
The fear of not making it. Yeah, the fear.
Yeah,
of
yeah that's a big one.
So
bro.
Before we move on, let's unpack. What does making it look like?
Yeah,
to you?
What does making it look like?
Yeah, what a question. like making it.
Yeah,
yeah. But
the definition of making it to me.
To you, yeah.
Ah man, being able to maintain my life.
Yeah.
My lifestyle yeah. and of my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me making it. As long as everyone around me is good, my boys are good, my family is good, and I am good.
Yeah.
Financially, mentally.
Yeah.
So if you had to maintain, so let's say you, because I feel like you're doing it now at a certain degree, right?
Yeah.
Maybe like 80, 90, almost 100%. Because because even build
I know.
Back at home. Done a lot with that money. So if you had to receive the same income that you are receiving now consistently forever, would you feel like you have made it? Because I feel
good
like
question,
a lot of the times we say, if I can keep this cash flow, but then we're not thinking of the state that we're in now.
Mm.
So I'm curious to see what's the state of yours that really is I've made it, or is it now as it is?
Yo, it is definitely not now.
Yeah,
man. Like, I mean, I just moved into my first apartment.
Yeah.
I just built at home. I still need furniture at home.
Yeah,
I'm eventually gonna get my own house at some point. Mm. Get married, so I'm eventually gonna need even more money.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I feel like it's up to me. If I really wanna make more money, I will.
Yeah,
it's a matter of me putting in the work.
And what are some ways that you I feel like I'm making this into interview about you, but I feel like people will learn.
No,
so
people
much.
Are learning. I'm learning now. I'm listening. Yeah.
because we know you as someone that's obviously creating content.
Sure.
And we know that you're getting these brand collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know you to be making money. What are your goals to be making money outside of that? Is it to be getting like brand ambassadorships, like year-long contracts, or do you want more campaigns? Or are you looking to do something else?
A bit of everything. So I've had brands like that I've been working with for like a full year.
Yeah.
Like, income. Like fortunately, I've never had a month where I haven't made like back.
Yeah.
Even if there isn't a month, you know those payment periods, 45, 60 days.
Yeah, those
things. I'm waiting on an invoice broke. Not like broke, I'm not next, I'm not planned. It's like I'm waiting on an invoice to pay me.
Yeah.
So I've never really like...
Which is a different type of broke.
Yeah, guys.
You see, the money is coming. It's just not
there. No,
you know what we call it? We call it there's money in the air.
It's in the air.
It's like we can't touch it, but it's coming.
So like, and I'm someone who like saves a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boys had to force me to get the polo. Like, I'm going to work too hard. Get that thing.
Yeah.
We are capable. Get it. Boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, chance, gay. Let me just make myself happy. Because I was caught up in the, no, I need to finish building at home. I need to do one, two.
Yeah,
I am done. But I also need to do something that's going to make me happy, that's going to motivate me to go back home
100%.
And do even more.
100%.
So if I just focus on pleasing those around me and not myself, in the end, it's going
to, like you have to feed yourself.
Yeah, you have to make yourself
also,
happy.
Also, feel like you also need to challenge yourself. Like, you need to also be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was comfortable with this amount of money. Let me get that polo.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's like, now I need to sustain this polo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah. So Tato's always telling me about, like, he calls it, like, he gamifies business, right? So he says, like, there's level one business, level two, level three, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in life, like, we aim for these, like, goals and say, okay, cool, I can't wait to get the polo. And then when we get the polo, we're like, oh, a Mercedes with
you.
True. And it's this constant, like, you can always do better. You can always do more energy that I just love about like guys like you, bro. Because it's not a common, you have to understand, that's not a common feature in people.
Sure.
You know, people need to like, you know, like get into that zone. My next question for both of you is, what truth am I scared to admit? Yeah.
I think I used to think that like, and I've learned this. I used to think I'm a genius.
That's so funny. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah,
I was going to say I'm not as smart as I think I am.
Yeah. I used to think I was a genius.
Yeah.
And then I've learned from these past 6 months, because I've been consuming a lot of books, a lot of podcasts, a lot of learning. I've learned that, okay, cool. No, I'm not a genius. I only know what I know.
Mm.
So for me to get further, to pass, you know, the average South African, to get into the seven-figure months, seven-figure years, I have to know more.
Yeah.
And that moment changed the way I think and deal with everything. Like, I'm hyper-focused on learning more about, like, my body.
Yeah.
About, like, everything. Like, for example, I can have, like, heartburn. This is back in the day. I'd have heartburn.
Yeah.
And my friends would say, like, no, bro, like, just get, like, a Gaviscon or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm focused on what causes heartburn. Like, what should my body be avoiding? So I'm constantly doing a root cause analysis.
Yeah.
So even with, like, our YouTube videos, for example, this one, like, we're testing this new thing where when we post a YouTube podcast, we put new at the top left, right?
Okay.
So now Kenny said, okay, cool, let's put the new thing. And then when we drop a new episode, we take out the new from those ones.
Okay.
And then we keep them as they are.
Okay,
but then now we're doing A-B testing. So there's three, I'm going so technical, there's three thumbnails.
There's three thumbnails. Okay, go ahead, bro.
There's three thumbnails.
Because people don't know what the technology is. Yeah.
So basically, we always have three thumbnails at the same time.
Yeah.
So thumbnails is the photo that you see. So Kenny's like, today, he's like, bro, should we choose one to move forward to that old video? Mm. Or do we keep all three? Because we're going to have to remove the new from all three.
Yeah.
And he's there like, no. I'm like, bro, let's keep all three. And then next time, we'll keep one. And then we'll look at the data, then we can know what we know.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm obsessed with data and understanding why things happen. Because it's like, you can't go based off of like sucking your thumb and saying, okay, I feel this is the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything needs to be data-backed.
Yeah. Mm. I think for me, it's like, the, I'm not as smart as I am, and the fact that like, my attention is divided into multiple things, right? Mm. And I keep adding.
Yeah.
So I keep saying,
I tell him every day, I'm like, bro, we're doing okay. Don't add anything.
Literally, Tato will tell me like, yo, tomorrow I can tell Tato I'm going to be a doctor. And he's like, no, bro, don't be a doctor this year. And I'm like, no, I'm already doing medicine. And then the next week, I'm like, I'm going to do an artist. And I'm learning that like, I need to strengthen the things that are going well.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Like, let me strengthen and educate myself. Like, what are the things that I can do to highlight my work better?
Yeah.
Make myself more, you know, visible in the space. Make myself more respected in the space. That's also a big favor.
Quick one. So when you say, like, Tato is like, you should, like, stick, like, focus on
the things
what is
that,
working right
the
now.
The things that are working and do them better, do them best.
But, like, it gets to a point. Don't you think you should, like, explore, Nyana? You just focus here and then you try. And then you see it's not working, you go back and you strengthen. Yeah.
Definitely. But, like, I like to think about it, like, now as, like, plants. So that's the best. That's the best way I was thinking about it last night. Because I was, like, I've been growing strawberries. I've been growing watermelon and I've been growing peaches, but I've been maybe watering this one 25%. It's time to water them to grow. You understand what I mean? Yes. When they've grown, I can say then, okay, let me plant another one. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay.
So that's kind of like the terminology. What about you, bro? What truth are you scared to face?
I don't know, but like, I think
I'm a lover boy. I love.
I am a lover boy. But as Tato said, I'm not as smart as I think I am.
You
understand? I mean, as someone like Tato inviting me here and like giving me a platform, is like, you've been in the game longer than me, but you still want to learn a thing from me that just got into the game. You want to see how I see things.
Yeah.
You understand? Because even I'm also becoming that person that like gives an ear to the people who consume my content. I listen more to people who watch my videos.
Yeah.
You understand?
Because
they know what they want to see. They're the ones watching. Like, religiously. Wow. Like, okay, we want to see one, two, and three. Team up with like the upcoming content creators, you know, mid-tier, top tier, I understand. We be like, even now I'm building, I don't know if you guys saw, I did a braai. I invited like a couple
couple of people, you cooked for them,
We are trying to build a brotherhood and like uplift one another. We're all learning from one another. Yeah. Whether you have more followers or less, but we are all learning from one another.
Community is a big thing in growth, eh? Like community is a huge thing.
Yeah. So I just want to touch on this topic that I want to explain it properly, because I feel like people are like now probably thinking, should I focus my all into this one thing or should I do this one thing and then
touch
into these other things? Yeah, so I think the best analogy I can give it is in any career, if my job, okay, I'm going to use this. Pass me this coaster. Okay. So let's say this is selling iPhones.
Okay.
Right. And this is renting out catering equipment. So now, when you're selling iPhones, you will get to level one of selling iPhones, then level two, then level three.
Mm-hmm.
So now obviously level one is getting the company registered, level two, selling a few iPhones, three, got your social media, four, maybe you're hiring somebody in sales. So now you get into points where it's getting harder and harder and harder.
Mm. Okay.
A lot of the time, young business people, and I'm not saying you guys, young business people get to level five and they feel kind of like, ish, it's getting hard now. Mm. So now they go and they start a catering company and then they go through level one to four, which they've done before, which is easy.
Mm.
But then you're going to get to the same level five. It's going to be the same issue. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the issue is that people get to level five and then it's tough. Then they fall in love with the, I want to get a new company. Mm. Then you fall in love with the idea. You know how to do a brand. I know how to do this thing. You know all these things. You get to five and then from there, you're at the same level of stuckness, right? But when it comes to our career content, of course, like if you balance it out, it works out.
Yeah.
For example, Imagine if Cat was doing fashion, tech, clothing, wellness,
movies, cooking, television,
movies,
television,
dancing on TikTok. Dancing. Like, it'll be a lot, it'll right? A for lot, him to yeah. become successful. But not because he's in that wellness space and like that fashion space, it allows for him to truly like succeed.
Because you've put more water. You've put more water.
So it's going back to the plant.
So you can always see bushes, bro, but I want to see a tree. You must see trees. Before you build another bush, you must see a tree before you build another bush.
Another thing is that when you get to level 5 and then you've been moving at this rate, once you drop down to a new idea, this thing starts growing much slower also. Do you get what I'm saying? Because now it's not getting the water level speaking about.
The instant gratification.
Do you get what I'm saying? Now it's moving a bit slower. Whereas we could have passed level 5, then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
And then this could be your million rand product in the year versus this, you know, being a concept.
Yeah. Yo,
just to like further explain to all you. I know you guys got, but I wanted to explain to them. But
another thing I'd also like to touch on is that people, I feel like right now, there's so many people that want to be content creators and there's nothing wrong. But just, it's not for all of us, by the way. But just because it's not for all of us doesn't mean you should not give it a try.
Yeah.
You can give it a try. It might not work out, but if you want it to work out, you will make sure it works out. So people want to be content creators because they see how certain content creators are living. He's living like this. He probably has money. What is he doing? He's doing this and that. I'm going to do it. And then when it doesn't work out, you become discouraged. It simply was not your thing. Before I did content, we played soccer in the hood. I loved soccer. It didn't like me. But I liked it. I did music. I was a rapper. Danced. Like, I tried so many things, bro. Like, I tried so many things and I failed until I found content. And it's currently working for me. And I hope someone out there is watching this actually tries to explore everything. Content creation is not the only thing. There's so many other things you can try out.
Just on that, guys. So if I had to go back to 2017, I'd wish that like I had someone teaching me how to do content the right way. Which is why my team and I decided to like basically share our internal like handbook on how we create content. So if you're watching this at home and you want to get this guide, which helps you come up with your hooks, your storytelling, helps you come up with ideas. We've got the Creator Kickstart. The link is in the bio. You guys can purchase that and you guys can definitely take your content to the next level. It's like skipping almost a year of like discovery and learning things on content. And that way, once you've got the guide and you've applied it for some time, you are then ready for brand deals and you're ready to work with the brand. So if you are in the space where you can actually create content and you're hungry for it and you've got that feeling inside, it's your chance to be courageous and get the creator kickstarted. The link is in the bio.
And the first year is always the important one.
It's always the important one.
Most important.
The foundation.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying this. I'm learning a lot from you guys both. obviously, I can hear like if what you're saying, I want to touch on it, right? Yeah. Fail fast, you know? Fail fast, fail forward. Yeah. Something that I struggled with. I used to fail and then go backwards. You know when you fail and you keep hitting the same wall.
Must fall with your back, Baba.
Yeah, you must not look back.
Must never look down.
In life, I just want to touch on this because I'm learning that in life, like, it's about, like, if you bump a wall, it's like, okay, it's cool. It's just a wall.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's the house. It doesn't mean I'm in a prison. It doesn't mean it's just, it's literally just the wall. I just want to take this moment for the audience, actually, to just have a moment to share with us one moment where you guys were scared and you acted on it. We do this because, you know, unseated, we believe the disciples, you guys, are the most important part of our journey because you guys are the ones that are breaking through with us. You guys are the ones seeking awareness for this quarter. So please comment one moment where you acted scared and it changed your life. Just so that we can get in the comment section and be like, wow, yo, congratulations.
One moment where you acted scared.
When you where you were scared, but you still acted. Sorry. Oh. You had courage. You did it. You did it anyways, even if you were scared. You know what I mean? Just so we can support and just be like, wow, Mutu bought a house. Wow.
So let's say a moment where you took a risk.
Yeah, a moment where you took a risk on yourself. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Kat, I want to touch on something, right? So how did you eventually get into like the type of content you create? What made you be like, you know what, I'm gonna do this?
Okay, so like there's a lot of things, guys. One thing about me, I can talk about 100 things at once. I'm sure I wasn't even answering your questions, but like so I used to consume a lot of like American Instagram, your Ronto.
I see you follow the same Bruce.
Yeah, your Carlos.
I used to always
look at that.
You don't know those guys,
man. I don't know.
Bro, so they clean. They do like some wholesome.
You see, Ron bought a new Porsche.
And I bought a new GTI.
Come on.
So I was looking at this content.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is so cool. But it made me feel like for me to actually start that type of content, I need to have an apartment, a nice car, nice clothes. Until I came across this bro of mine, is a brother of mine, Goss Butler. He lived in a shack and he was doing the exact same thing as those guys. I was like, yo, this is so cool, Mos. I took that and this and I put them together. Nice, I had a back room at home. So I was like, okay, I'll do Ntotiletsako America with the ones from the shack and make it one thing.
Nice.
And I started doing that.
And it's just from there, you were like, wow, this is it.
That's fire. I hope Ron and them get to see what they've made, bro. Or what they've inspired. I don't think those brothers know what they're doing for us this side.
Man. You're doing a lot.
But it's so motivating, the fact that you blend your reality with the content. Because people don't know that, like, also me, like, when I make content, it's coming from, like, my life. Like, this is a reflection of me. If I make a joke online, it's like, it's a reflection of what's happening in my life.
Sure.
Sometimes people always ask, like, what type of content should I be making? Like, do what reflects in your life, bro. Like, if you're watching movies, talk about the movies you watch. If you're watching... if you're listening to music, rate music online. People want to hear voices. That's just how it is. You
and
know
I'm
going
to burn out if I try to act like label.
If
I try to act like label, I'm going to burn out.
We've had that issue. Like, I've always tried to reflect Tato. Like, okay. I've always tried to maybe, like, reflect Tato and maybe it's just content. Maybe it would be, like, a vlog or something.
Sure.
But I've realized that you just really need to just make content the way it works for, like, you.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So we're coming towards the close pretty soon, but I actually want you to speak to our audience, right? Okay. So you're speaking to the young cat. I do this with all our guests.
Okay, wow.
You're speaking to the young cat. You know, in Pick and Pay. I know you were in charge of the Mayo line. Which line was it?
No, I was packing Unilever.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, like,
now you're spotting with Unilever.
I'm working with them. I went from working for them to working with them.
Yeah.
So it's
forgetting
it's
them sales.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you're speaking to that young man, nah?
Uh-huh.
And he's watching this video, like he bumps into it. I don't know how. And he sees that it's you. Uh-huh. What would you say to him?
This is my past self.
Yeah. Only your past self. You don't have to see anyone else. Mm-hmm. Only your past
like,
self.
That's the thing. I've never really had like that much moments of doubt.
Yeah.
I just knew that one day,
yeah,
like, I'm going to make it big. If I keep on working, there's no choice, but it has to work.
Yeah.
My mom gave me the blessings.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah,
if I fall, it's only me. Like, that's why I said earlier on, I don't believe in falling off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just stop working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't stop working, young cat. I'm gonna come back to this in the next 2 years, and I'm gonna be talking a different story.
Yeah.
And now, I'm doing it a bit different with you, right?
Okay, sure.
A message for yourself to watch in 5 years. What's your message to your future self?
Probably gonna be married.
I'm married, yet.
Yes.
I'm fine. I'm trying to be happy, my man. No, but marriage is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, marriage is there.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, bro. They say in the Bible,
you need to be grounded.
Yeah, in the Bible they say a man with a woman is highly blessed, highly favored.
That's, and you'll be 29,
the text.
Yeah. With me, ne, I don't have like your 5-year plans or whatever.
Yeah.
I take each day as it comes.
Wow.
You know what's crazy, ne? Like I'm the exact same way. But people always like, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like,
oh my gosh,
bro,
I don't know.
Do you think 5 years every day ago I said I want to be a content creator? Take each day as it comes. Who knows? I might wake up tomorrow morning with like a different way to make money, give it a shot and it works. So I don't really have like 5-year plans, but I know I need to be making way more money in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And my family has to be in a better place. Yeah. I also want to be in a better place like mentally as well. Because being on social media is not easy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, there's a lot with social media, bro. Like, that's you putting your whole life out there and giving it to people to say whatever they want
to
say
about it. To consume and say whatever.
Yeah. And you can't really... Like, how do I say this? You can't fight back.
You just have to let it be.
That's how you think of what you're seeing, and it's fine.
Yeah.
It's up to you how you retaliate to what's being said about you. Just let it go.
What a beautiful thing. I definitely think from the podcast we've learned that courage is the first step to getting everything you want in life. It's the spark that allows your goals to come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
definitely something that we all need to have more, especially in this quarter of awareness. Mm. So like we said, we're going to do the active exercise of commenting down a time that you took a risk on yourself and it worked out. Yeah. Tato, I don't know if you have any more questions for Kat.
Nah, actually. I feel like my questions for Kat, it's going to become an interview.
You know what my issue is?
I don't want to do that, bro.
My issue is that, bro, like, obviously, like, in the videos and stuff, you're not speaking gang. You know that you're packing, what. It's not like you're like, hey, say, guys, this is what I've been dealing with. I've been in a... But to just hear your mind right now and the language that you use, bro, I just have to applaud you.
Thank you so
I have
much,
to tell you that, like, it is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Using, concluding language, which means that you're saying things will be done.
Yeah.
It's like you know, you feel it. And that is what something that I hope stays with you forever, brother. Like,
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's definitely motivated me. I had to say that on the podcast.
Yeah, same. Like, I believe in the power of the tongue, and I feel like your tongue is...
Yeah,
the right thank you so much, James. This means a lot coming from you guys. I religiously watch Seated, man. Like, I never thought I'd be invited here because I won a high intellect. You know, I'm like,
listen to you telling us things.
Just two brothers talking, bro.
I hope everyone back home has enjoyed the episode. If you do not know, we are having a broadcast channel on our Instagram at Seated With, where you guys can get all the updates about Seated, when audios are dropping, how are we feeling during the week when we're off the podcast.
Yeah,
and it's definitely a place to interact with you guys, and we are loving it. It's growing. It's at 300 right now. We're aiming to get to 1,000 before this end of Feb, man. Why not? Yeah. Why not? But we have appreciate you and want to say thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
Guys, we'll see you soon.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me.
Bless up. Let's do it.